Welcome to the XYZ Experiment Podcast. It's Fiona and Dash here. And today we're going to talk about when was the first time that you saw your first horror movie? Are you a lover of horror, Dash?
No, I hate it.
I don't like it either. And I love movies. I love movies. But I find horror really hard to watch. Now, my first experience of seeing a horror film is when video recorders first came out. So we're talking about the 70s. And I had a friend called Jenny, and her parents were quite a wealthy family, and they got a video recorder. So it was the first time I'd ever seen one. Like, I didn't know anybody else with a video recorder. So she invited me over to come and watch a video. And our very first video that I ever watched, now this is not the first movie I'd ever seen, because my first movie was like Star Wars and King Kong. They're the first two films I ever remember.
Are you serious? Yeah, so you didn't even watch cartoons?
No. King Kong and Star Wars, because I was 8 when I went and saw those at the movies. Anyway.
8 is still young for Star Wars. Anyway, continue.
Yeah. And the movie that we put on, and I don't know if her parents realised we'd put this video on, and we were 11 years old, was An American Werewolf in London. Now, have you seen that?
No, and I've never even heard of this movie.
So I'm surprised, because it's considered an absolute cult classic, and it was really the beginning of a certain genre of films. And it's two Americans hiking in Great Britain. They're going for a hike, and they're on the moors. And all the locals are very are weird in it, of course. And they get attacked by a werewolf, and one of them survives, and then he becomes a werewolf. And the thing about it is, the transformation, this is what this film was famous for. It was one of those first things where it truly showed a transformation of a human being becoming a werewolf.
Yeah.
Seriously, Dash, I watched that from beginning to end. I think when I got home and told my parents lost their mind about it, because we were way too young for that film. And I think that's why I don't think Jenny's parents knew we had actually watched it. I think they were upset as well. I had nightmares for ages about that film. Ages and ages and ages. And if anybody's seen it and you're an 11-year-old seeing that sort of horror for the very first time, you'd probably understand. I even watched it again recently, like within the last 12 months, I've watched it again, because I saw it come up on, I don't know whether it was Netflix or where it was, and I thought, oh, I haven't seen that in 40 years. Let's see what it's like again. It's still scary. Like, it's still a scary film. And I was thinking, wow, I can't believe we watched that as a young child. What about you? What was your first horror film?
So I think the thing to know about me is that I wasn't allowed to watch M-rated movies.
Okay.
For a very long time. Okay, so this wouldn't be considered a horror movie, but I was scared.
Yes.
Was I watched Roald Dahl's Witches.
Okay, yeah. Well, yeah, there's a bit of horror in that. There is, yeah.
And I had dreams for ages that witches were coming in to our front yard, and that they'd turned my sister into a peacock. And, you know, like, I can still vividly remember this dream. And then the other horror movie I remember seeing, because I was in high school when all those movies, I Know What You Did Last Summer, Scream, yeah, all of them came out.
Yes.
And I remember watching I Know What You Did Last Summer, probably at a sleepover too, because it wouldn't, yes, have been something my mum and dad would have endorsed. I can't remember anything from the movie, except I think there was a last scene, I think it was this movie, where Jennifer Love Hewitt sees under a bed, and the baddie is under a bed. She sees it in her teddy bear's eyes or something. Anyway, and so for weeks I would do a flying leap to get onto my bed.
Oh, in case there's someone underneath it.
Yeah.
Oh,
stupid.
So, well, it's not stupid. It was actually a true terror.
I was fully terrified. Fully terrified. But, you know, like, if I was to watch it now, would I be scared? Maybe. I don't know. I just am not. I have a very low tolerance for scary movies.
Because the next sort of scary film I saw, being a little bit older, was Nightmare on Elm Street.
What? I would never
Yeah.
watch that.
Yeah, Nightmare on Elm Street with Johnny Depp, one of Johnny Depp's first films. It is
Wow.
gruesome. It is absolutely gruesome. Like brutal, violent, people crawling on the ceilings, like really, oh, really yuck.
Have you watched that again?
No, that one I found really, yeah, I can't watch that again. No, I can't watch that again. I'm not sure why I watched the werewolf one again. Maybe I was just interested to see what it was like from when I was a child, but I have a lot of problem with horror films, like, because if I have seen one, they have got so realistic of what the blood looks like and what the sound looks like, and oh, it just seems too realistic to me. I just can't. And yeah, like I can't watch things that involve children at all. Like I've never watched any of the Stephen King It's,
Oh, yeah.
watch any of those. I can't read horror. I find it really hard. And I often wonder if it goes back to seeing that horror film at
When
too
you were
young
a
an
kid.
age, if that makes sense. Like it's almost like a PTSD that it's just,
Yeah.
you just go, oh, I can't do that. Sometimes I don't seem to mind. It's not that I get freaked out by killing or anything like that, which I mean, I'm saying that freaked out. What I mean is I can go see a film like a drama or an action film or something like that. But I think when it just seems the realism is too much for me, or the horror is just, I don't like to see people tortured or anything like that. I just don't like to see that at all. Like I could never watch a Saw movie. I think
No.
like it's Saw, 15 now. I could never watch that. I think I saw the first I Know What You Did Last Summer. I watched the first couple of screens. Those don't seem to bother me so much because they're almost like tongue in cheek. You know
Yeah,
what I mean? They're
exactly.
almost
That's why I
just
think
stupid
not
horror.
other people, yeah, I don't reckon other people would be as scared as I was.
With that,
Yeah.
if it's sort of stupid horror and it's almost like you laugh because it's just so over the top and dumb, well, then yeah, I'm fine with that. But if it's like really realistic and really, what's the word for it? Oh, mean or whatever, nah, I'm done. Because the interesting thing is there's so much horror on at the cinemas at the moment. Like a lot of horror is on
Yeah.
coming, and I heard recently that is because Gen Z apparently love horror. They love
Just blows my mind. I feel like, my favorite movie genre is like romantic comedies, which
Yes.
do not exist really anymore. Like a good old 90s romantic comedy was like my favorite. And then,
Yes.
yeah, I do feel like now when I look at the cinemas, so much of it is horror or scary in some way.
Yeah.
Funny story. So I didn't watch this. I didn't read
Yeah.
it. I just had to
Yeah.
Google it because I forgot the name of it. When I was getting infusions, so I would get an infusion every Thursday night or Friday night. I can't remember. At a regular time, there was kind of a group of us who got to know each other really well. We were all young, all the same age,
Yeah.
all had MS. And a girl during our infusion told us the storyline of the paranormal video movie.
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't see it.
Paranormal Activity, that's it.
Paranormal Activity. Didn't see it. Didn't read it. Didn't watch it. Just listening to the girl tell this movie, I was terrified for weeks. And I was in my 20s.
Because it's so realistic. I saw that on a plane, the Blair,
Oh my
that and
God.
the Blair Witch Project. I don't know if you've heard of that one.
Yeah.
Where they're sort of like pretending it's almost like home video
Yeah.
style. And it just seems so realistic. It's actually really scary. It's really, really scary.
But you know why? Like one of the things, and I think I've spoken about this in a previous podcast episode, is I grew up with my mum talking to me about demons.
Yeah.
And that the demonic world exists and all of this kind of stuff. So, storylines like Paranormal Activity and all of that kind of stuff, I in my mind, I'm like, that could be real. Like, I can't go and watch that and think that isn't real. It's just a movie. It's fake. And so that's half the reason I can't like handle some of those movies, because I'm like, there's an element of that where the supernatural could be real. I don't know.
That's true, isn't it? Yeah, like I was saying, when it seems really realistic, it's really well, for me, it's really hard to watch. It's really, really hard to watch.
What about TV shows though? Do you watch like TV shows which have a
Well, I did
horror
watch
element?
Dexter. I love Dexter, which is about a serial killer, but he was so likable. It's just like an anti-hero. You're sort of rooting for Dexter, and because he's killing bad people. It's just
But
like,
see, I would watch things like Vampire Diaries.
oh yes, yeah. Did you ever watch True Blood? I used to love True Blood.
No, I found that too violent.
Oh, see, I loved True Blood. I'd read all the books. But maybe for me with the horror, if it's sort of fantasy, again, I find True Blood a bit of a joke, you know, as in like it's there's a humor to it, so I can watch that.
Whereas in I could watch Vampire Diaries because there was relationships happening
And love and things
and
like that.
love like that. Yeah, so that was like made it palatable for me. Whereas
Like
in anything else,
Netflix is doing each year, there seems to be those series about the serial killers at the moment. Like I
oh
think
yeah, I
big
can't
ones
really
at the
watch
moment.
those.
I can't, like they had the Jeffrey Dahmer one, right? So
Yeah.
I watched, I reckon, about 15 minutes of it, and I literally said to my husband, I'm out. I can't watch any more of this. I'm out. Because it was real. That really.
Did happen.
And then they've got the new one at the moment, and I can't watch that. I'm not even going to start it. It's just like, oh, he's like one of the first worst serial killers the world's ever seen, and he was digging up bodies, and I'm thinking, this is real. This is not a story.
So does that
It
make
actually
the
happened.
difference for you? Like if it's based on a true story
Yeah, I
versus
can't
a
watch it.
totally fictionalized supernatural
If it's the
stupidness.
real thing, I find like I know this really did happen. I don't watch it. I can't watch. So you could even say, you know, dramas about people who've murdered other people in really gruesome ways, and it's a true story. I can't watch it. I
Yeah.
just, it's almost like I don't want to witness the evil in the world. You know, I just don't want to see it. I can read about it, like if there's a newspaper article about it, I can read the article, but I don't want to see an actual reenactment of that. I don't
Yeah.
see a reenactment of it. Like I just think it's just horrible, and must be hard for the families. Like I'm talking of the victims.
I do think they aren't happy when those TV shows get made.
Yeah, because it'd be a really tough, a reliving of it, I suppose. It must be really tough when that happens. I think when I see horror, if it has like a fantasy element to it, I'm better with it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It just doesn't seem that realistic to me, you know. It just, yeah, maybe I'm better with it like that. Like you're saying with vampires and things like that, I've seen a lot of that sort of stuff, and that doesn't seem to bother me as much. It's more, I think, the serial killer sort of stuff, and the stuff that targets like teenagers and kids and all vulnerable people. That's where I can't, or the random cruelty, or yeah, that's where I really have to draw a line. I just can't
You
watch
can't watch it. I
it.
don't know. I think I am actually probably better with watching true crime than I am with watching horror. You know, the other thing is those documentaries that they do where they go to places that are haunted and like they have those stupid, I mean, I don't even know if they're real, but they have instruments which like can detect the energy or they can detect, you know, whatever. I can't watch those. Like they totally freak me out.
My sister and I used to love watching this one. I can't remember what it was called, Ghost Hunters or something, right?
Yeah.
Because what we used to love about it, and if people have watched this, they'll know, there was four of them, and this woman would always go, "If anybody's there, let us know. Make a noise, say something. If anybody's there," and then the ghost would make a noise or something, to say, and then they'd all go, ah. And they'd scream for them to make that noise. Screaming bad. to be in hysterics watching it. It's just
Wow.
so funny watching it where they go, "Is anybody there?"
Yeah.
Spots, they'd have a total freak out. Now, I'm sure that was part of the fun of watching it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To be don't say that as horror as such because no one's been injured, you know, they're just saying there's ghosts around, or did you see that, or did you hear that, or I
Well,
don't know.
what about the movies like The Others? Do you remember that with
Oh,
Nicole
the Nicole
Kidman?
Kidman, that was a
Did you
great
find,
film.
but did you find that scary?
Yeah, definitely. But it's a film I enjoyed watching, you know, because it was interesting.
It was a very interesting premise. The Others totally freaked me out. Totally freaked me out. And I think it was that seance scene where they were like, is anyone there? And you, the, I shouldn't give away too much in case people haven't seen it. But anyway, that scene in particular really shocked me.
And a lot of horror sort of, I mean, I know horror's always been around, but I think a lot of those true horrors really started in my lifetime, like the Nightmare on Elm Street,
Is
the
that
Wake
based on a
Walker
real
thing.
story? Oh.
No, like Saw,
Yeah.
I Know What You Did Last Summer, The
Yeah.
Scream. There's lots more though. Yeah, when I see the blood or I see the bone break or I see, I just think, oh, that's way too realistic. I prefer if it's like I almost prefer that they just do stupid amounts of blood and that. So it doesn't look realistic. I almost prefer that it just goes ridiculous the other way.
So, did
But
you ever watch like Stephen King stuff?
not really. No.
Nah, like The Shining and
No.
stuff.
And I never read Stephen King's books either. So I
Yeah.
never, and I understand he's a fabulous writer, but I've never sort of read any of his books. I don't read horror books, that's for sure. So I just, and I'm not into true crime. Like I know true crime podcasts are enormous with women my age. All my mates are into it. But for me, it's just something I don't listen to. And I still hark it back to probably I had exposure to early, you know what I mean? I just had exposure to early, I think.
You know, one thing my friends who have tried to get me into watching scarier movies, probably because they're like, oh my God, I can't believe you can't watch this. Oh, remember The Ring?
Oh, yeah.
Oh
She comes
my
out on
gosh.
TV.
Yeah, that was terrible. Most of the time, they just said, just t listen with the music off, like listen
Okay.
with the sound down
Yeah.
and just subtitles on, and you probably won't find it as scary because so much of it is that. Tension that builds with the music and with the kind of eerie sounds that happen. And so they were like, don't listen to it with the sound on. And I was like, I'm still not going to sit through this.
I have to, if I'm watching something, like say I'm watching something at home and it's getting a bit overwhelming for me, I literally have to get up and walk away. And I'll say to whoever I'm watching it with, tell me when it's over. Like, as in, like that scene, can you just tell me when that scene is over and I'll come back? Like, I know they're going to be killed or whatever. I just don't want to watch it. I just can't. So I get up and I make myself a cup of tea because I just visually can't watch it. Or there's been times if I'm in a cinema, I'm literally got my hands over my eyes. Going just and I think I'm doing it now. Like I start to rock and I think, just tell me when it's over. That's what I'll say to the person sitting next to me. I
I
can't
do
do it.
exactly the same thing. So I will close my eyes and I'll put my hands in my ears and start going la 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 la. So I don't even want to hear it.
Just tell
And
me
then
when it's
imagine
done.
what. And so then Scott's like, it's over. They didn't show anything. And I'm like, just in anticipation, just in case.
It's just so weird. It's just people go to me, oh, it's only a movie. And I'm like, oh, it's just, oh, I can't. I just can't.
And I wouldn't put it past me to have nightmares tonight just because we talked about this topic, even though we didn't talk about anything specific.
But you'll think about things. Is that right?
Yeah, I'll just think about all oh, scary movies. And when I've been on steroids and I get roid dreams, I always dream of like a killer standing by my bed or like ghosts in my
Seriously.
room. Like, yeah, they're the things that will come into those night terrors.
Wow. Okay.
As well as spiders coming down the walls.
See, I've had the spiders coming down the walls as a night terror when I had a extremely high febrile temperature. like really bad, and it was spiders coming down the walls. Like,
Yeah, I
that was
often get
good.
spiders coming down the wall, but I also will often have an image of a figure standing right near me. And I
Wow.
start screaming my head off, and then Scott has to like basically lie on top of me and calm me down. Like I'm in hysterics.
Oh, see, I don't have that. Wow.
I know. But I'm on very, when I'm on steroids for an MS relapse, it's a pretty high dose.
And so that's why you're getting those dreams.
It's an I and it's IV administered. And so that's what, like, I think, like, I'm on steroids at the moment for another condition. No
Yeah.
dreams.
Oh, okay.
It's too small a dose. Whereas
Okay.
when I'm on the high dose IV administered ones, my brain creates its own horror movies. I should write them down. Maybe I'll become famous. I
In this generation, you'll make money.
I'll make money. Oh my goodness. Hi everyone, it's Dash. Thanks for taking the time to listen to the XYZ Experiment podcast, and don't forget to leave a rating and a review. If you've enjoyed our show and like what you're hearing, tell all your friends and family and hit that subscribe button. If you want to hear our updates and know when episodes drop, follow us on Instagram at the XYZ Experiment for all the latest updates and news. And our original music was composed and performed by the amazing Luke Champion.